Hey, E, what's on the topic for today? Ah, ladies and gentlemen, today I will be presenting to you a secret not known by many people called reading. And you're going to say, what is the secret? Well, this is the key to help you learn language faster. Surprising, because most people think, well, I should talk more, get more talking practice, and I need to get vocabulary, and I need to listen better, and, you know, I need to learn how to write. And I'm going to show you today, with the help of Magical E, he's looking surprised because he doesn't want to be involved. Don't know why, you have a book. How this is going to help you with this, this, and this. Let's go to the board. The first word I'm going to teach you is a word not many people know, but you have to understand this is an important factor of how our eyes work. So I'm going to use some language that might be really high. I'll explain it and just be patient. You're going to learn a lot about you and improve your language skills at the same time. Saccades, 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 suck it. Saccades is what I'm going to say. It could be saccades. This is what we call the way the eye moves. You see, when we look at things in nature, and this is important because reading isn't natural. There are no books in nature. There are birds and trees and cars. Our eyes were designed to look, 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 look. It kept us alive because if I just kept looking ahead, a tiger could come and eat me. So my eyes would look, 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 but I would see everything. Now, a saccade is kind of a fixation. Our eyes jump, and a fixation means to stay in one place, but our eyes jump around. Now, if you think about a book has lines, and if you jump around, that makes it very difficult to see. So we're going to, with our understanding now what a saccade is, we're going to learn to train that to help you with reading. You know, okay, well, how does this help with language? Hey, grasshopper, one step at a time. Now, reading is interesting. You might have noticed I mentioned vocabulary, and many students say to me, oh, I need vocabulary. Here you go. Vocabulary on the go. There is one little trick that makes all of this work, so I'm going to mention it now and at the end. You must pick material for this to work that you know at least 85% of the vocabulary. So don't pick up a book on physics if you don't read physics. This will not be helpful. So, saccades, or how our eyes move. A little uncontrolled, they jump around. And you may have noticed this when you're reading. Sometimes you're reading and you go, oh, where was I? Because your eye has jumped. So the first trick I'm going to teach you, see, this is 3S. And if you want to know what the 3S's are, smooth pursuit, sub-vocalization, and sustained. And I will explain each one for you now. Well, smooth pursuit is this. Yeah, some of you are going, what are you doing? But you followed my finger, didn't you? You notice my finger did not do this. It went like this. Well, if we can control the saccades, we can control how we read. And it makes it much easier for us to learn. Why am I starting with this for language learning? Well, you're not going to read the book, and most people don't read, to be honest, because it takes too long. And now you understand if your eyes are jumping around, that makes it worse, especially if it's not your language. We're going to use the idea of smooth pursuit, which is using our finger or a pencil to move across a line to help us focus. That focus will actually turn our brains on so we can learn more. So the first secret I'm going to give you is use your finger for a smooth pursuit to move along the line to keep you focused so you can keep the ideas in your head. That's number one. And in doing this, because you stay on the line, it will help with vocabulary. Because in many English sentences, we use synonyms. We'll use one word and a little later use a different word to keep your interest so you're actually picking up on vocabulary. So smooth pursuit is your first secret to helping you with language learning. So what's the second one? When you were a little child, your mommy would go like this. The cat is on the chair. And she would usually point at one word and say the. You would look at the word She would say it, you would say it. Now you're a big grown person, right? You eat your Wheaties, you're strong and good. You don't do that. But you do. We all do. Subvocalization, sub means under, vocal means speak. In science, they've done tests and they notice when people are reading, when they put electrodes, you know, things on your head, they were noticing people are actually making the sounds. Do you remember I said this reading will help you with speaking? Well, once you, and this is why you need to know 85% of the language, once you're reading, you're repeating these words verbally inside with your throat box or your throat here and in your head, subvocalizing. So you're practicing speaking without speaking. When we get to number three, you're going to go, oh my gosh, these all go together. I'm like, yes, they do. So by reading, not speaking, you're actually getting your brain to vocalize. And remember I say it would help with listening? Well, who's listening to you, sweetheart? Who's in your head? You. So when you're saying the cat in English and you speak German, das Katzen, right? You're actually saying the cat in your head, repeating, helping you learn and getting familiarized. That means getting to know the word over and over again. Now, here's a secret about reading. The more you read, the faster you read, the more you comprehend. Let me read. Let me say that again. The more you read, the faster you read, and the more you comprehend. Now, this has happened because I'm jumping ahead to number three. Should I go there? Let's go to number three. So before I do that, subvocalization is the voice that's in your head helping you to understand, because subvocalization helps with comprehension. Comprehension means to understand. So not only are we practicing speaking without speaking, we're practicing listening without listening. Please check it out. It's brilliant stuff, the research they're doing on reading and language acquisition or learning language. You are actually getting better in understanding, because written material must be written in a way for someone to understand when the writer is not there. So you're learning the logic of the language or comprehension. So you're learning to comprehend, you're learning to speak, you're learning to listen. Cool, huh? All right, so how is these two working with this thing called sustained? I got three S's. The secret is in what I told you. When you read, I said if you read, you read a lot, you're going to end up reading faster and you're going to comprehend. The reason why this mechanism works, which isn't discussed a lot, is this: recognition. When you were a baby, okay, there were these two strange people who would come in the room and go out of the room, sometimes bring you food, sometimes change you, sometimes say, mommy, daddy, strange people. But after a while, you kept seeing them again and again and again, and you recognize them, and then you would say, not sublocally, you go, mom, dad? And they go, Junior! Yes! You recognize us! And after a while, you don't have to keep looking. You just go, mom, dad, mom, dad, mom, dad, mom, dad. And then you tell other people, this is my mom, this is my dad, this is my dad, this is my mom, this is my mom, this is my dad, this is my mom, because you've seen them so many times. Well, I said when you read, you speed up. It's because you recognize the words. And every time you read something like the word the or car, your brain after a while goes, I recognize that. I don't need to think. And that's why you get faster. Your brain doesn't have to go, what is a car? Car is four wheels. Okay, now we understand. It goes, car is car. That's how reading speed picks up. So when we say sustained, you must read and keep reading and keep reading and keep reading. But now think about what I told you about in the secrets here. Well, if you keep reading and you get better, you get faster reading, meaning you can read more books. Your recognition of words goes up. And I know this is true from years of being a teacher. I can say many words, but I can say this, and almost every student gets it if they've been in Canada for 2 weeks. How's it going? I can say, how is it going? But after they've been here a month, I go, how's it going? And they all understand because they've heard it so many times that their brain goes, I know what that is, and I can respond. I have comprehension. When we go back to here, we need this smooth pursuit to keep you on track, to recognize the words. You have to read again and again, and you'll notice many words, 2,000 of them, in fact, are repeated over and over and over again. And by using smooth pursuit so you can focus on these words, you get to see them, you learn them, they become recognized to you or recognizable, and then you will comprehend them faster so you can read more, which is important. And now you'll understand why I say that, because as you speed up, because most people don't read because it takes too long. But as you recognize these words, you can read faster, so you can understand faster, so it becomes easier. This is why you need that. That's why I started here. It may seem weird, but it's like, that's why. You need to focus so you can catch these words so they become, I want to say ingrained, but in your head permanently, yeah? As you're doing that, remember what I said is happening, the sub-vocalization. So every time you say the, your head's going the. Some of you still say duh, and I know you don't read. Because if you did, you'd be going the. And this line alone, I'm sure I could find that 50 times in this page. So you get lots of practice without doing it. And you get better to listening to it because you're repeating it. Both happen. Remember, when you're reading the cat, well, who's hearing? You. Because you're not saying it to anyone. So you get conversation, right? Speaking skills improve, not mine. And listening skills. Recognizing the word. So when people speak to you, you hear the, oh, I know that word. Boom. I recognize it. And finally, sustaining it helps speed up the whole process. So these three go together to help you with, like I promised, listening. Or let's start with the best one. Speaking, then listening. And reading, of course. And you're going to say, well, how does this help me with writing? I'm not the first to say it. And I will not be the last. Any good writer will tell you, if you want to learn how to write, you got to read a lot. Why? Because the language is on the page with all the grammar, all the spelling. And I did mention, for those of you like, I have a hard time getting vocabulary. There's no one to talk to. There are millions of people to talk to. They're from different ages, from 1,000 years ago to just yesterday. And they're in books. And they have slang, and they have technical language. They have the language of l'amour, all there. All you have to do is pick them up. And they have them at different levels, from a kid's level to language learner level to expert. So the one tool you need is something that's sitting right beside you right now, and you just have to read and grab it. Now, following these three paths, use your finger to help you focus for smooth pursuit, because part of your problem is your eyes jump around. And I should have explained, your eyes jump around for exciting or something interesting, which you're catching on the page, which is great when you are an advanced reader and you're wanting to learn to do the next thing I'm going to tell you, which is a secret. But it's not so good when you're learning the language and you're trying to get the ideas. Because remember, a sentence is a full idea that will explain the vocabulary that you're learning. So you need to do this first. Then, as you're doing it, you don't have to do practice. It will happen. But make sure the material you're reading, you know at least 85% of the words. That will lead to what's called a flow state, where it's easier to learn, because it's just hard enough that you don't get bored, but easy enough for you to absorb new information. Okay? Sustained, we need to do that to get that speed up to go back in the circle again and again. Now, the last thing I want to tell you is a special trick, because people say, there's no such thing as speed reading. And other people say, you can speed read and learn and learn. The fact of the matter is, when you're learning a new language, you will read not as quickly as a native speaker. It doesn't matter the language, simply because you're not familiar. This is what we're talking about here, yeah? So if you want a trick about speed reading that kind of works, it's called skimming. And many of the courses that they're going to ask you to spend, you know, $200, $300, they're asking you to skim, which isn't really speed reading, because if you read too fast, you lose comprehension. And comprehension is understanding. And that's the reason why you read, right? You want to understand. But sometimes you can use this skimming that they teach to your advantage. Now, this is more for an intermediate to an advanced person who has very good comprehension and can read a lot of stuff. Because if you're going to school and your English isn't your first language, post-secondary, like university or college, you have to read a lot of information. And this trick I will teach you will help you do that, get the most out of it, as you're working on these three to get a deeper level of understanding. Okay? Now, this comes from writing. when you write, or when we're taught to write, we're taught to write an introductory sentence and an ending or a conclusion sentence. In these two sentences, the first one tells you what we're going to talk about, and the last one tells you what you should have learned. See, if you have to speed up something and you can use your smooth pursuit, here's a trick to get you to speed read through books. But remember, you're going to miss going through all those vocabulary and getting the repetitions in. But this is if you have to, and this is a trick, remember? It's not a lesson. You can always go to a book, open it up. Okay. Nonfiction, it's best to do this with. Read the first sentence of a paragraph, then read the last sentence. And they will give you the idea of what's happened in between. And remember we talked about the saccades? Then you can use that, boom, 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 to jump around to, well, when did Johnny get killed? Woo, interesting, I like this. So you can use that little trick to help speed or boost you up. But remember, it's a trick. You want to do actual learning. Use your finger for smooth pursuit, smooth keeping it going from line to line so you see all of the words. After your brain begins to recognize it, or as that's happening, sub-vocalization goes in, so you're actually practicing and speaking without doing so. And yes, for those people who go, well, you got to speak, and you never mentioned that. I didn't say you don't. This is to get that extra practice when you're not talking to people, and especially in countries where there are not a lot of English speakers. This is a tool. Okay. Sustaining and doing that, your memory will pick up that you've seen these words before with the subvocalization. That will help you with future pronunciation. And because you've done that and you have it in your memory, you can read faster. Therefore, you can read more. And we're working on listening, speaking, and writing. Why? Because, as I said, commas, exclamation marks, all of that is there to give you the idea of how the word, of how the language is used when people speak. And if you're in school, and that's why I said it's a little bit of a trick, and I sped up, I should slow down. First sentence, last sentence of a paragraph will give you some basic understanding of what the paragraph's about. And you can use your little saccades power there to go in and find the important information and move from there. Anyway, that was a quick lesson from me on how, on how we can use reading to help increase your vocabulary, your listening and speaking skills, yeah? And writing to boot. Who knew? Look how small this thing is, see? It's like $1, all this information for $1. You want this one, right? Anyway, you have a great day. James from Ingvid. Oh, before I go, just look around here somewhere, whichever thing you're on. Press subscribe. If you like this or want more content like this, press subscribe. We're happy to have you. You can do that or go to www.ing.com, where there's myself and several other wonderful teachers that will be happy to teach you. Have a good one.